We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, and on Rob Bird's Moondog Show here in our last of the segments before we move on to Let's Talk Real Estate, which Tina has been here the whole show for, or, you know, waiting to go, because I know she's excited about this week's show. We have on the phone Dan Williamson from the Liberty Hyde Bailey Museum. Good morning to you, Dan.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. It's good to be back here. Some of you may have heard about 18 months ago, three of us from the museum joined the Saturday morning show and had great plans, which, of course, so many of us had great plans for 2020. So we'll get into that later.
Yeah, but that was right at the beginning.
Glad to be back.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess, first things first, Liberty Hyde Liberty Hyde Bailey Museum is right there next to the hospital. It's little white, looks a little. I was in there with you the other day, and it really actually, from on the inside, feels bigger than it looks on the outside. But I guess, can you tell us a little bit about the museum and really kind of what you guys are focusing and highlighting on?
Well, sure. The museum is Liberty Hyde Bailey's birth home. Most people don't know why Liberty Hyde Bailey's birth home turned into a museum. He grew up here in South Haven, born in that house, and became the father of modern horticulture around the world. So the museum, our mission is to educate and promote the beliefs, philosophies, and knowledge that Liberty Hyde Bailey developed and learned through his life, and share the legacy of his impact around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the key mission of the museum. It is a city-owned park. We are chartered as the board to run the museum, develop the museum, and hopefully turn it into an even more valuable asset for the citizens, both of South Haven and in the horticulture world. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like the future, and that was kind of leads us to what we want to talk about a little bit, is what is the future of the museum as you guys kind of move into 2021? Hopefully there's new things coming along that you know, when you talk about trying to build up, I mean, what exactly are you trying to build up there?
Yeah, well, first of all, like so many people, we're trying to recover and start where we were a year ago when the world came to a stop.
Mm-hmm.
So many of our plans are a renewal. And I use the term renewal because part of Bailey's writings in his landmark book, The Holy Earth, published in 1915, talks about what he learned, his philosophies, his teaching about renewal, protect the earth, obligations to the earth, and the earth will then reward us with its yield, right?
Mm-hmm.
So our renewal as a museum includes several activities that we have planned. Everything that we've outlined so far has been developed in compliance with both the state health department and also the Michigan Association of Nature Centers, because so many other nature centers and museums have faced the same challenges. So going forward, what are we going to do? Okay. So first and foremost, we hope to have, and I will say, please check the Liberty Hyde Bailey website and the Facebook page for updates. Some of this will get to the Chamber of Commerce website, but, you know, we're trying to get it all defined and it all is compliance related. First of all, a quick kickoff for his birthday, March 15th. Outside, we'll have a much greater detail of all the activities that we have planned for the year. So that's what we're kind of hoping. It would be his 163rd birthday from when he was born here in South Haven.
Okay.
We've also been selected to participate in Michigan State University's Science Festival this year, which starts in April, I think April 1. So the museum will be featured for 7 years. It was a trade show, visit places. Of course, last year it was virtual. This year will be virtual. So we're in the process of producing an introduction to the Bailey Museum and why you should come here to see us, why you should come to South Haven, because there's more than just the Bailey Museum.
Right.
So that's in process right now.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and we look forward to it. And like I said, I think it kicks off April 1, so that makes for a very busy month ahead of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we only got a couple minutes left, and I know Mason's got to have a question over there. Do you have a question for Dan?
I got all sorts of questions. Well, how about them little kids? You going to do that Bud and Naturalist program with them little kids?
Yeah, absolutely. One of our big plans is to reinstill the budding naturalist, Bailey budding naturalist, and again, in compliance with the other nature centers and the regulations. Last year we had to cancel, and we did a kit to go, meaning a Bailey kit to go, where we assembled a bunch of learning tools into a bag for sale that parents could come, grandparents could come, and then still get their kids into the dirt at their own home because we couldn't have it ourselves. Right. So that was unfortunate, but we do plan to kick that off.
Right.
Another big selection is we were chosen to be a host site for the Michigan Master Naturalist program from MSU, which is in its second or third year, which will bring many, many people into Southwest Michigan, because the charter there is 2 hours of lecture, which of course the first few will be virtual. It's a 6-month program, but we are hosting at multiple locations in Southwest Michigan to bring all of these wannabe master naturalists, environmentalists, to Southwest Michigan. So that's a big draw for our region.
For sure.
And that's something we're glad to be involved with.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dan, we have about only 30 seconds left, so go ahead and throw me a website for where somebody can get more information or find out how to contact the museum.
Certainly. The museum website, libertyhydebailey.org for org. We have a Facebook page, Liberty Hyde Bailey, and you'll find us easily. The phone number, of course, at the museum, 269-637-3251. And if anybody has other questions, you can always call me at Dan Williamson at 630-842-9458. And we have an Earth Day tree sale with the Van Buren County Conservation District. Go to the website, go to the Conservation District website and get your trees, and you'll see everything else that we have planned, which obviously we don't have time
for. There you
go.
And then that was probably only about 10% of what you wanted to talk about. But we do have to move on. And I appreciate your time. And thank you so much, Dan. And we will talk to you soon on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.